Let's talk about premenstrual syndrome. Who wants to know more about it? I know all of us suffer from it. When I say all of us, most of us suffer from it. And we don't talk much about it. So let's talk about it. Most of us.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about premenstrual syndrome. Who wants to know more about it? I know all of us suffer from it. When I say all of us, most of us suffer from it. And we don't talk much about it. So let's talk about it. Most of us have some kind of a warning sign with which we know that our period is coming, right? It can be breast tenderness or a craving for a chocolate or even a headache. We typically get it for a few days before our cycle, and once we get it, we kind of start getting mentally ready, like okay, this is going to be the time my period is coming. I would say about 90% women usually have some kind of a premenstrual symptom before their period. It is that common, 90%. So as I said, most of us, or all of us really. But there's a group of women though, I would say about 20 to 30% of women in whom these symptoms are severe and kind of messes their life. These women have something we call premenstrual syndrome, or PMS. Now, what is a PMS? PMS is a group of changes that can affect your life at many levels. It can be physical, emotional, or behavioral. These changes start about 1 to 2 weeks prior to starting a period. And they usually disappear, or they usually resolve in a few days after starting the menstrual period. Now, when this happens months after months and affects your normal life, then it is called PMS. So the symptoms, let's talk about the symptoms. The symptoms, as I said, could be emotional symptoms or physical symptoms. So some of the emotional symptoms could be depression, anger or anger outburst, irritability, crying spells, anxiety, confusion, social withdrawal, like poor communication or concentration problems, sleeping difficulty, insomnia, increased nap taking, or changes into sexual desire. Now, not all these symptoms are going to be there. It could be even one or few of these symptoms. There are certain physical symptoms. Physical symptoms could be like increased thirst, food cravings, bloating, weight gain, swelling of your hands and feet, breast tenderness, headaches, aches and pains in the body, backache, fatigue, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation. So there are a range of different symptoms. And again, as I said, not all of them are going to be present. Even one of it will or may be present. Now, to diagnose PMS, really there's not a lab test that we can order and do it. The diagnosis is done on a history itself. To label any symptom as PMS symptoms, the symptoms must be present for at least 5 days before the menstrual cycle in a row and end within 4 days of starting a period and interfere with some of the normal activities. So your doctor will ask you to record your symptoms for at least 2 months on a calendar or in a diary. You can also use those phone apps. There are so many of those symptom trackers available. Or you can just write it on a calendar. And what you basically need to write down is when your symptoms start and end, what are your symptoms? And when does your menstrual cycle start and end? And basically that's about it, you know? Just a basic information should be given to your doctor so they can make the diagnosis right. Now, I told you these are the symptoms of PMS, but there are certain medical conditions which can mimic PMS or overlap the PMS. These include depression, anxiety, perimenopause, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, as well as some thyroid disorder. Although PMS, I told you, is very common, 90% women have it, women who have underlying depression or anxiety, or women who have a family history of depression, suffer more with PMS, or their symptoms of PMS are more severe. We call that PMDD, or premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Now, the emotional symptoms of PMS are very much like depression or anxiety. But unlike PMS, which is present for only 1 to 2 weeks a month, the symptoms of depression and anxiety are present all through the month. But they can get worse during or before your menstrual cycle. So it's important that these underlying medical conditions be ruled out before a woman is diagnosed with PMS. Now, when the symptoms of PMS get so bad that they start causing a problem at work or a personal relationship, then it's a severe form of PMS, and it's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD. It affects only 8% of the women, but they do really suffer with it. And if you think your symptoms are severe enough, I really encourage you to see your doctor, because this can be managed very well. It can be treated very well. Now, let's talk about what causes this PMS. Why is it so common? Why all of us go through some kind of a premenstrual disorder? Exact cause of this is unknown. We don't know, because I think there are several factors, so we don't know an exact cause, but one of it is the cyclic hormone changes in our body. Now, hormone levels in our body are constantly changing. Menstruation happens because of these changes in the hormones. So just before the menstrual period starts, there's a sharp decrease in the level of estrogen hormone. After the menstrual period start, the estrogen level starts increasing slowly. So does the progesterone hormone. The progesterone level peaks after ovulation and then it starts decreasing again. So these ups and downs in the hormone levels definitely contribute in some way to our mental and physical health, showing it in the form of PMS. There are certain chemical changes in the brain also. For example, brain has a chemical or a neurotransmitter called serotonin. Serotonin plays a crucial role in stabilizing our mood. If low levels of serotonin can trigger depression, fatigue, food craving, and sleep problem. And the levels of serotonin has been shown to fluctuate during menstrual cycle. Now, as I said earlier, underlying depression, women who have undiagnosed depression or anxiety can can see or can feel that their symptoms are getting worse before their menstrual cycle. Now, depression itself will not cause PMS, but depression can get severe during PMS. So those conditions need to be diagnosed and ruled out as well. So my next question I get asked by my patient is, can you treat PMS? Can anything be done about it? Yes, of course it can. Now, the treatment depends on the severity of your symptoms. And how many days do you suffer with it. So simple things you can do, like a simple changes in your diet and lifestyle, can make a big difference. And if that does not help, then there are medications available. So yes, there is a lot we can do to manage our PMS symptoms. So let's start with talking about some changes you can do. Starting by modifying your diet. Try to eat smaller and more frequent meals to avoid bloating and fullness. Eat every 3 hours or so in a smaller portion. Then limit your salt and salty food intake to avoid bloating. Choose food which is high in complex carbohydrates, like whole grain bread and pasta, fruits and vegetables. Choose food which is rich in calcium, or take calcium supplements. There are studies which have shown that taking 1200 milligrams of calcium a day has decreased the mood changes of PMS. Avoid caffeine and alcohol. Try magnesium. Magnesium supplement about 500 milligrams a day has shown to help with bloating, breast tenderness, and also with the mood changes. Some studies have also shown that vitamin E supplement has helped with the PMS, especially if you have a lot of breast tenderness. Incorporate exercise in your regular routine. Engage in at least 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, like walking, cycling, swimming, most days of a week though. Exercise helps fatigue and depression. Exercise releases a hormone called endorphin. Endorphin gives us a feeling of energy and feeling of well-being. So overall, exercise definitely helps with the mood changes. Finding ways to relax and reduce stress can help with PMS also. You can try breathing exercises, yoga, meditation. Massage can help relieve aches and pains and also help relax too. Some essential oils like sandalwood or sandalwood oil can help also. Some women find biofeedback and self-hypnosis to be helpful also. Getting enough sleep is very important. Regulate your sleeping habits. Every day, go to bed about the same time, get up about the same time, even during the weekend. This will also help with your insomnia and sleeping difficulty. Now, these are the little things you can do at home, but if that's not helping, then please see your doctor, because there are certain medications which will help with the PMS symptom. Your doctor may prescribe like a birth control pill or the hormonal option to prevent ovulation. Now, in these medications, a standard fixed amount of a hormone is given to you daily, which will stop the hormone fluctuation in your body and will help with your PMS symptoms. Now, there are many medications and many forms in which these hormones can be given to you. It can be given in the form of the pill, a form of a patch, or injectable or a vaginal ring. So there are different options, and then your doctor will be able to tell you which option will work better for you. And you may have to go try different options before you find the right kind which works the best for you. Antidepressants, which called SSRI, which is a serotonin uptake inhibitor. I told you the serotonin is the hormone your brain has which helps stabilize the mood. Now these hormones help balance the amount of serotonin in your brain and help with your PMS symptoms. Typically, they are given for about 1 to 2 weeks prior to your menstrual cycle, depending on your symptoms, of course, and they are stopped after the menstrual cycle start. There are different kinds, again, available on the market, and your doctor will be able to tell you which one is the best for you. So you can trial those too. The serotonin hormone is produced with an amino acid called tryptophan, and there are diets, there are food choices which are rich in tryptophan. So you can trial those foods or the diet options to see if you can do it holistically or naturally. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, we call NSAIDs, like ibuprofens, also help with the PMS, especially if you're having like headaches or back pain or aches and muscle aches and pains. Now, talk to your doctor again before you start taking these, because long-term use of these medications, even if they are over-the-counter, have been shown to cause stomach problems, stomach ulcers, bleeding, etc. So definitely don't start it without consulting your physician. If your major problem is bloating or breast tenderness or fluid retention, then your doctor might prescribe you a water pill, or we call a diuretic, that helps in getting rid of that excessive fluid buildup. Now, please again, if you are taking any over-the-counter pain medications like ibuprofen, tell your doctor first, because combination of these medication along with the water pill has been shown to cause kidney problem. So please give all the details of what medication or herbs you are taking, so your doctor can make the right choice and give you the right medications. So there are a variety of medications available, as I said. Different women need different medication depending on their symptom and the severity of the symptom. So talking to your OBGYN will definitely help you guys get a plan to control the symptoms of PMS. Now, the fact that PMS has now been recognized as a medical condition has drastically changed the way people are looking at PMS. There is a broad range of research interest in PMS, and we are learning more and more about the causes, symptoms, as well as treatment of PMS. Although there is no cure for PMS, there are options for the management. But the first and the most important step is the accurate diagnosis. So if you have any symptoms of PMS which are affecting your life, your work, or your personal relationship, please, please talk to your doctor. As always, you can message me at my Instagram at glamgyno, write in a comment section, or even email me. I really enjoy talking to you today, and I hope that you find this podcast useful. Thank you and goodbye. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVP Queens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course, at Boss Ladies Mindset.